A cattle producer's friend from the government. Welcome and hello everyone with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. USDA's Packers and Stockyards program is an agency with USDA that looks out for farmers and consumers to ensure that there is fair trade and competitive environments to market livestock, meat, and poultry. In Middle and West Tennessee, the resident agent is Gordon Peters, who covers some 22 stockyards.
It's basically just a fair trade act that, again, looks out for the best interest of that, especially that smaller farmer feeder in rural America that needs that as good a price as he can get when he's ready to take that livestock to market.
Peters, who went to work for the Packers and Stockyards program almost 2 years ago, grew up on a 1,000-acre grain and livestock farm in Iowa, and he not only looks out for cattle producers, but all livestock that's sold, like sheep and goats and horses. The agency also oversees packing houses.
The Packers and Stockyards Act was set up to regulate the stockyards, the dealers that purchase this livestock, to make sure there's no collusion and whatnot between the order buyers, that they're holding hands buying these cattle and whatnot, that there is no collusion in the stockyard itself to keep the farmer feeder from getting the best price for that livestock.
And Gordon Peters says so far so good on the job, despite the image of what some might think.
Overall, it's been a great experience. The stockyards, the order buyers, have basically accepted me in as somebody that's going to be there to work with them. Not that typical image that the government sometimes gets. It's like the old adage, yes, I'm here with the government and I'm here to help. You know how that goes.
Gordon Peters, the resident agent for the Packers and Stockyards Administration for Middle and West Tennessee, an agency that was established in 1921. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.